Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The following series of lectures are from a 5-day introductory course into the fundamental beliefs of the Deen al-Islam as compiled by the renowned scholar of prophetic traditions and jurisprudence, Imam al-Tahawi. The course took place from the 28th of Shawwal to the 3rd of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1424 Hijri at Jalaliyah Jami'ah Masjid, Rochdale. This was from the 22nd to the 26th of December 2003. Al-Aqidah al-Tahawiyyah is a basic text listing what a Muslim must know and believe, written by a scholar who lived amongst the early generations of Muslims. Imam al-Tahawi lived in a time when both the direct and indirect disciples of the four Imams, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, were teaching and practicing. The text draws heavily from the Noble Qur'an and the Sunnah for the points put forward. There is consensus amongst the companions and the imams that followed on the doctrines outlined. The lessons were delivered in English by Sheikh Muhammad, who has ijaza with different isnads going all the way back to Imam al-Tahawi. This is a discipline in which the Sheikh particularly specializes in. This was only an introductory course into the text of Al-Aqidah al-Tahawiyyah, and therefore all the points were not covered. The Shaykh focused on certain points, particularly those pertaining to Tawheed. The importance of Ilm al-Tawheed. The greatest and most honorable division of the revealed knowledge is Ilm al-Tawheed, because it is the division of knowledge concerned with the Almighty Allah, His names and His attributes, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, in addition to other related subdivisions constituting in totality the foundational fundamentals of the Islamic creed. Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Honorable Quran in Surah Muhammad, Ayah 19,
فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ.
This ayah is translated as, "Know therefore that there is no God but Allah, and ask forgiveness for thy fault, and for the men and women who believe." For further information, please contact us via email at rochdaleislamicsociety@yahoo.co.uk. Wa assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The following is a short biography of Sheikh Muhammad bin Yahya al-Ninawi. Sheikh Muhammad bin Yahya al-Ninawi is a direct descendant of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His family descends from the southern city of Ninawa, the place where Imam al-Husayn was martyred. The Sheikh was born in Halab, Syria. He began his study from the age of 7 under his father Sayyid Yahya, memorizing the Quran by the age of 11 and learning 3 different recitations, Hafs, Warsh and Qalun, at the age of 16. He has acquired knowledge in many of the Islamic disciplines, including Aqidah, Fiqh, Hadith and Suluk, with ijazas. He particularly specializes in the areas of Hadith and Tawheed. He graduated from Al-Azhar University from the Faculty of Usul al-Din. He has also gained a bachelor's degree in biological science and a doctorate of medicine degree. His quest for knowledge has taken him to places such as Medina, Mecca, Tangier, Fez, Rabat, Hadramaut, Egypt and Jordan, where he has sat at the feet of many scholars. These scholars include As-Sayyid Abdullah bin Siddiq al-Qumari, Sheikh Abdullah Siraj al-Din al-Husayni, Sidi al-Attas, Sheikh Jamal Rifa'i, Sheikh Muhammad Qulal and many more. In Aqidah, he has learned At-Tahawiyyah, Nasafiyyah, Sanusiyyah, Fiqh al-Akbar with commentary by Mullah Ali al-Qari, Usul al-Din of Baghdadi and many more. In Tafsir, he has studied the books by Qurtubi, Fakhruddin al-Razi and Abu Hayyan al-Tawhidi. In Hadith, he has covered Bukhari and Muslim with the commentaries as well as other books. He has studied many different texts in Hanafi, Shafi'i and Maliki madhab. In the science of Suluk, he has studied the Ihya, Hikam, Tabaqat and many more. Sheikh Muhammad bin Yahya al-Ninawi has been given numerous ijazas in Hadith, Fiqh and the other sciences by most of the scholars that he has studied under. His father Sayyid Yahya gave him full authorization in Hadith narration with all the isnad. He has also been authorized by the scholars of Ba'alawi such as Sidi Attas. He was also authorized by his Qur'an scholars by way of Ash-Shatibiyyah and Ad-Durra. And the Ghumari brothers have given him authorization as well, which was an honor. Sheikh Muhammad is currently the Imam and Khatib of Masjid Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara in Atlanta, Georgia, where he delivers most of the Friday sermons and gives weekly lessons in fiqh, tawheed, and tajweed. He is also the honorary assistant dean of the American Islamic College in Chicago, Illinois. Currently, the Sheikh is involved in implementing the first Islamic university over the internet, utilizing technology while preserving the Sunnah tradition of talaqqi, which means oral transmission. He has traveled extensively in the Western world for the purpose of da'wah to places such as Germany, France, Australia, South America, and Canada. This was a short biography of Sheikh Muhammad bin Yahya al-Ninawi. For more information, please contact us via email at rochdaleislamicsociety@yahoo.co.uk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The following series of lectures are from a 5-day introductory course into the fundamental beliefs of the Deen al-Islam as compiled by the renowned scholar of prophetic traditions and jurisprudence, Imam al-Tahawi. The course took place from the 28th of Shawwal to the 3rd of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1424 Hijri at Jalaliyah Jami'a Masjid, Rochdale. This was from the 22nd to the 26th of December, 2003. Al-Aqidah al-Tahawiyyah is a basic text listing what a Muslim must know and believe, written by a scholar who lived amongst the early generations of Muslims. Imam al-Tahawi lived in a time when both the direct and indirect disciples of the four Imams, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, and Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, were teaching and practicing. The text draws heavily from the Noble Qur'an and the Sunnah for the points put forward. There is consensus amongst the companions and the imams that followed on the doctrines outlined. The lessons were delivered in English by Sheikh Muhammad, who has ijaza with different isnads going all the way back to Imam al-Tahawi. This is a discipline in which the Sheikh particularly specializes in. This was only an introductory course into the text of Al-Aqidah al-Tahawiyyah, and therefore all the points were not covered. The Sheikh focused on certain points, particularly those pertaining to Tawheed. The importance of Ilm al-Tawheed. The greatest and most honorable division of the revealed knowledge is Ilm al-Tawheed, because it is the division of knowledge concerned with the Almighty Allah, His names and His attributes, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, in addition to other related subdivisions constituting in totality the foundational fundamentals of the Islamic creed. Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Honorable Quran in Surah Muhammad, Ayah 19,
فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ.
This ayah is translated as, "Know therefore that there is no God but Allah, and ask forgiveness for thy fault, and for the men and women who believe." For further information, please contact us via email at rochdaleislamicsociety@yahoo.co.uk. Wa assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.